Thank you for calling Evercore Healthcare. For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you are calling on behalf of an Oxford member, press 1. And at the end of your call today, there will be a short survey to provide us feedback regarding the last representative you spoke with. Your participation is greatly appreciated. If you are a provider, press 1. If you are a member, 2. To check the status of an existing request, press 1. To start a new request, 2. For radiology, press 1. For cardiology, 2. For radiation therapy, 3. For sleep,
I found 3. Here's the list. Aetna.
Aetna Better Health Oklahoma.
Or
Aetna Better Health of New Jersey.
You can say, repeat that, none of those, or if you heard the name you want, just say it.
None of those.
That's okay. Let's move on.
I'm sorry. We are experiencing difficulties. Please call back at a later time. Goodbye.
If you have recently started a case, please be aware it may take up to 2 business days for your request to be processed. To track the status of your request, please use our online portal.
Leslie M. Intake representative, how may I assist you?
Hi, Leslie. Good morning. My name is Roman S. and I'm calling from the provider office. And I have a denial case. So can you please tell me the denial, the reconsideration date for the denial, and tell me that's it. Okay.
I can connect you with our physician support unit team for reconsideration details. One moment.
Okay. And also, just spell out your good name.
L-E-S-L-I-E, initial M as in Mary.
Thank you.
You're welcome. May I please have the case number?
Yeah, sure. It will be
1-2-4-5-0-5-2-1-3-3.
Thank you. The patient name will be Craig L. Simon, and the date of birth is July 20, 1950.
Thank you. To confirm, is your name Roman, R-O-M-A-N?
Yes, correct.
Can I please have the name of the doctor?
The provider name will be Varun Saxena. No, that's it. Please connect
him. I'm connecting you. Have a great day. Please remain on the line.
Yeah, you as well.
Thank you for calling. My name is Antigone B., physician support. Maybe your first and last name.
Hi, Ms. Good morning. My name is Roman S., and I'm calling from the provider office. And I just want to like know the peer-to-peer option is available or not for this patient. And how many days for available, if available.
Okay, let's take a look. May I have your patient's name and date of birth?
The patient name will be Craig L. Simon, and the date of birth is July 20, 1950.
It's for an echo stress test 93351.
Yes.
It looks like it was on third found the 24th, and no, a peer-to-peer is not available.
So, appeal option is available, right?
Appeal option is available, but not a peer-to-peer. Yes.
Okay, appeal is for how many days available for the appeal?
So did you guys get the denial letter that we faxed out to you?
Yes, we received the denial letters.
Okay, so on page 4 and 5, it's going to start with there are 2 kinds of appeals with Aetna Medicare, and then you would just go through the steps. Step 1 would be what to include, and then step 2 would be where to fax it, and then it would also give you the turnaround time as well as the time frame.
Okay, and please provide me the appeal fax number.
Say that again.
Appeal fax number.
So it's in the denial letter on step 2. 1 moment.
But in denial letter, we have a 2 to 3 fax number. So which is correct?
I don't know what you said. I'm so sorry.
Please provide me the fax number. Where can I send the appeal?
Yes, it's in the denial letter on page 5.
Okay, page 5. Let me see. Page 5, I don't see any fax number. 4 and 5, okay. The page 4 have a 2 fax number. Which? Yes,
sir. You're going to choose which fax number you decide to choose it to, the 4958 or 4953.
So, what is the difference? It's a standard appeal and fast appeal. Okay, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Anything else I can assist you?
No, miss. That's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.